KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, KA3JCA.
KO4PXB, I heard quickly this morning that your radio locked up the repeater. What happened to all that?
What happened is it, another ham's code plug was transmitting APRS data on the NCPRN network, and they don't like that, but his radio was set up like mine, so he inadvertently got it turned on, but I was trying to duplicate the problem to help the guy find out where it was at, so I turned a few features on my radio on, and then my radio started doing it, because I wanted to make sure I had the correct parameters set, but I forgot to turn my radio off or turn the option that I turned on, I forgot to turn it off, and it filled up the log with APRS data, but it didn't crash the system like the other setup did, but I got it taken care of.
All right, KO4PXB, so the code plug that you put on mine's not going to do the same thing, correct?
That's correct. What happened is I have it turned off. Somehow the other ham had inadvertently turned stuff on the code plug, and that's what caused it to happen. So I just have totally disabled the APRS, GPS. I've turned it completely off on his code plug.
Okay, because every once in a while when mine's on, I see it where it's sending APRS data. So I don't think that's the same thing, is it?
Are you on analog or are you on digital?
We'll have to look when I get home to see about the on the 878.
You go into the software, make sure the frequency should default to 144.390. Unless you've changed it, that's okay. This was happening on the NCPRN digital network here in the Carolinas, where the digital APRS got turned on and it was using current channel and so forth, and it was keying up the one repeater, which in turn keyed up like 35 repeaters, and it was logging it several times.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, I see that on, I guess it would pretty much do it on any station, but I see it doing on the 610.
And we've heard that too and so forth like that, so we're hoping that that issue's resolved, because sometimes with these foreign radios, I've noticed that after you write to the radio a couple of times, it seems like it gets botched up, and you have to just reinitialize the radio and then put a new fresh code plug. When I say fresh, one that you just rewrote after radio initialization. You don't have to recreate it from scratch. It's just you have to initialize the radio, wipe the memory and the buffers and everything clean, and then just put everything back in from an existing code plug one time, and that should work.
All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. When I get home and look under the settings, to how would I truly know if it's in the analog or digital or a different setting besides the analog?
First thing, when you open up the software, you'll open up the left-hand side where it says APRS, and then you'll see the digital information in the upper right-hand corner, and directly below that you'll see the analog. So the top one is current channel, time slot, and a talk group of 310999, and that's only if you're using a digital hotspot and so forth like that. Then the analog, the eight channels that you have assigned there should all be 144.39. And then look at your radio to see which channel is transmitting the APRS data. If you actually open up a channel, you can see if APRS is on analog, digital, or both, and then you can turn those features on or off on each individual channel.
Yes, sir. I'll definitely look when I get home, and to have any questions from there, I'll call you on the radio.
KA3JCA.
I definitely appreciate it. I'm not sure if the wind or anything's kind of affected the repeat or anything. There's just a lot of static on it.
I'm getting static, and I've got an antenna that's 45 feet in the air, and I'm still getting static off of it.
All right, sir. Have a great day until I talk to you again. KO4PXV.
No problem. KA3JCA.